When I go to cover the elections in Amethi in northern India, I learn that I can't really stay there. There are apparently no decent hotels. That is the first shock. Amethi is the pocket borough of India's most powerful family, the Gandhis. Rahul Gandhi, the man the Congress party wants as the next Prime Minister of India, has been Amethi's Member of Parliament for 10 years. Before that, his mother was the MP. Before that, his father, Rajiv Gandhi. Before Rajiv, Rajiv's brother, Sanjay Gandhi. Almost everything in Amethi is named after a Gandhi. The Indira Gandhi Eye Hospital, the Rajiv Gandhi Charitable Trust, the Sanjay Gandhi Hospital. Even a school named after Rahul's great-grandmother. This is a VIP constituency, perhaps India's most famous, but no decent hotel. This is Sandeep Roy in Amethi. Amethi is congested. It feels like a small, nondescript market town, hardly a constituency nurtured by prime ministers. The market street is lined with little shops. Samosas fry on coal stoves and street-side stalls. Motorbikes dodge buses, cars, tractors, horse carriages, and now political parties. One group from the Aam Aadmi Party is walking down the street singing patriotic songs. They collide with a group of the opposition BJP volunteers in orange caps handing out leaflets. The Congress party stages street theatre to sing the story of the many sacrifices of generations of Gandhis. There are rallies and roadshows. The Congress party practices cheering for its prince, Rahul, as it waits for him for hours. He finally arrives and gives an earnest speech asking everyone, women, elders, youths, to keep up the good work. Usually the political top bosses get a pass in the elections. The opposition rarely puts up strong candidates against them. Sort of parliamentary etiquette. This time it's different. The Aam Aadmi Party has put up a well-known poet who has been camped here for months visiting village after village. The opposition BJP has put up an outspoken television actress. The Congress is rattled. Both Rahul and his sister Priyanka have been brought into the campaign. Usually quite inaccessible, now they are hitting the streets. They arrive in a car, riding on the sideboard, waving, shaking hands, hugging babies. It's a mob scene. People standing on rooftops throw flowers. People scream, running alongside the car in a narrow street with open drains, mosques, and lots of goats. It's a glamour show. Even the opposing Aam Aadmi Party volunteers have been seen shaking Priyanka's hand. It's like meeting royalty. But many in Amethi are unhappy. This is a VIP constituency with very little to show for it. Electricity is erratic, as is the water supply. There are no parks. The government colleges don't have teachers. The hospitals don't have enough doctors. There are no jobs. Locals say they don't find employment in the factories the Gandhis have set up. There are 7 national highways in Amethi, boasts Rahul. Locals take them to leave town to take up jobs in Delhi and Bombay. And now Narendra Modi, the man who wants to be the next Prime Minister of India, does the unthinkable. He holds a huge rally in Amethi right under the Gandhis' noses. He attacks the Gandhis personally in their own backyard, accusing them of arrogance and saying their days are numbered. It's a big rally, a show of strength, even if many of the rally-goers have been bussed in from outside. Modi comes and goes in a helicopter, but leaves behind the mother of all traffic jams on a 2-lane highway. But in Amethi, a non-Gandhi traffic jam is big news. Whether anyone can unseat Rahul Gandhi or not, this time he's having to really fight for his seat. Before, we just had a selection. This time, we have a real election, says one man. Meanwhile, next door to Amethi in Sultanpur, Rahul's estranged cousin Varun is running for office for the opposition. In this part of the world, there's never a shortage of Gandhis. This is Sandeep Roy in Amethi for KALW.